Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Major breaking news. As a nasty government shutdown looms over the United States of America, Donald Trump is not taking it seriously whatsoever. He is canceling meetings, blowing up meetings with congressional leaders, and then posting AI videos. Artificially generated videos of our congressional leaders saying fake things with vulgar racial stereotypes included in these videos, all while we are barreling towards a shutdown that will hurt tens of millions of Americans in the immediate term. Like, in the first few days, tens of millions of Americans will be hurt, and then overall, hundreds of millions of Americans will experience delays or some sort of harm due to the government shutdown. It is not good, and the onus is on Republicans to keep it open. They bragged about this mandate, quote-unquote mandate they had from the American people because they have the presidency, they have the Senate, they have the House, and the Supreme Court, yet they can't keep the government open when push comes to shove. So Donald Trump decided to post this insanely vulgar video of Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Hakeem Jeffries. This is them after their meeting with Donald Trump that sort of blew up. They made absolutely zero progress. Donald Trump added, or whoever edited this, added a sombrero on top of Minority Leader Jeffries, and they added music in the background. It is quite vulgar and includes racial stereotypes and is not presidential whatsoever. Before I play this video, I just want to caveat very clearly. The words coming out of Schumer's mouth are fake. He did not say these words. Trump met with them and then made up words that came out of their mouth. The way his mouth is moving is fake. This did not happen. Them standing there on the White House front lawn, that did happen after they met with Donald Trump. So just know that this video was AI generated and Trump still posted it without even saying it. Donald Trump and Republicans are gaslighting about the entire situation. All Democrats are asking for is an extension of certain healthcare credits provided under the Affordable Care Act. What Donald Trump is doing is trying to place a healthcare tax on millions of Americans. Any families making, I think, under $30,000 a year will see a 50 to 70% increase in their healthcare costs. The Donald Trump healthcare tax will hurt millions of Americans, and rather than focusing on this, rather than at least hearing us out, what Donald Trump does is post this meme on screen. Then we'll go to the reactions of everybody, which are equally important. But let's just start off with this video.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of shit, you know, at least for a while, until they learn English and they realize they hate us too. Look, guys.
Wow, amazing. Coming from the President of the United States. You know how I have to sit here and argue with conservatives about which side is more divisive every day? If you've watched my channel or debates, you know this is always a debate I'm having. When has any Democrat ever posted anything even approximating this? So then Hakeem Jeffries punches back, but I can't lie, it's still quite weak. Hakeem Jeffries says, "This is real." And it's Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Like, we know that. This is not going to grab attention or headlines in the same way that Trump does. What Gavin Newsom understands is you have to say something outrageous. What Newsom's team understands about the game of attention is that it's about outrage and saying insane stuff. And we shouldn't take it this far. We shouldn't be, like, using racial stereotypes. Of course not. But this right here is weak stuff. It's weak sauce. Hakeem Jeffries then says, "Bigotry will get you nowhere. Cancel the cuts, lower the costs, save healthcare. We are not backing down." I don't like being a hater, but politics is for power. Politics has always been for power, and the way you gain power in 2005 is different than the way you gain power in 2025, if you see what I'm saying. You need to say something wild. But here is Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries being asked directly his reaction to that video of Trump. I thought he gave a good answer.
Mr. Leader, and I'm not showing this video that Donald Trump put out about you and Chuck Schumer today, this fake video. People are going to see it. They'll see it in other ways. It's easy to find. But it is absolutely disgusting in every way. It is a lie. It's the man you met with has now lied about what you said after that meeting. Could you give us your reaction to that Trump posted video tonight?
It's a disgusting video, and we're going to continue to make clear bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault on all the things, Medicaid, Medicare, the Affordable Care Act. Republicans are closing our hospitals, nursing homes, and community-based health clinics, and have effectively shut down medical research in the United States of America. Clearly, Donald Trump and Republicans know that they have a very weak position, because they are hurting everyday Americans while continuing to reward their billionaire donors, just like they did in that one big ugly bill with massive tax breaks.
Very, very well said from House Minority Leader Jeffries. It's gotten so bad that then CNBC host Joe Kernan had to try to moderate a negotiation, like, on air. He was like, "Listen, Speaker Johnson, I'm going to have Hakeem Jeffries on the show right after. What can I pass off to him?" Like, dude, we have TV hosts desperately trying to avoid this government shutdown because Republicans are so incompetent. And by the way, this government shutdown will be incredibly, incredibly painful for so many Americans. And there are some arguments that it'll allow Trump to consolidate even more power. Now, that doesn't mean that Democrats should step in and save Republicans. I actually have taken the opposite position. I think Democrats should sit back, let Republicans faceplant if need be, and make their demands in a steady-handed way, which Democrats are doing. Stay on message about the healthcare credits. Stay on message about the ACA. And if Republicans don't want to play ball and want to post AI memes, then they can post AI memes as the president did. But just so we all know, the reality of it is this shutdown will hurt a lot of Americans.
Can I offer anything to leader, or can we offer anything to leader? We were going to get this all settled today. Our fantasy was okay. We were going to go to the country, get this done before 9 o'clock. What should we say to leader Jeffries about, I don't know, how do we satisfy what, obviously all those things that you brought up, that's not going to happen. Do you think there's one thing that would induce the Democrats to do?
You know whose job this is to do? This is Trump's job. Trump is supposed to bring them together and say, how can I satisfy this? What can I do? Trump failed yesterday, so now we have CNBC hosts desperately trying to do the same thing. This is Trump speaking before addressing a military base in Quantico, Virginia, but just listen. Some will say Trump is trying to quote-unquote gain leverage in this clip. Essentially, what he's doing is threatening to go scorched earth, saying if the government shuts down, he will fire federal workers en masse. He will consolidate more power and literally turn into the dictator that we don't want him to be. Take a listen.
If there is a shutdown, how many federal workers do you plan to lay off?
Well, we may do a lot, and that's only because of the Democrats. And as you know, they wanted to be able to take care of people that have come into our country illegally, and no system can handle that. And so we're totally opposed on that. But we can't take it. We just can't do it. I'd love to do everybody. I'd love to do the whole world. But our country can't handle people that come into our country illegally.
That was never the request from Democrats. Donald Trump is trying to spin there. He's good at it. He immediately says it's the Democrats' fault. It's the Democrats' fault. I personally think Democrats can learn something from the way Trump is constantly deflecting, because it actually is Republicans' fault. And when leader Hakeem Jeffries is asked, do you want more health care for illegal aliens? Listen to his answer, because it's really important. This is a really important question that needs to be answered, and he debunks it like this.
Is it true that you want to restore American taxpayer benefits to illegal immigrants?
Of course not. And thank you for asking that question, because this is also an outright lie. Federal law prohibits the use of taxpayer dollars to provide medical coverage to undocumented individuals. That's the law. And there is nothing in anything that we have proposed that is trying to change that law. We are fighting for the health care of the American people, fighting to deal with the Republican health care crisis, which included the largest cut to Medicaid in American history. It includes the fact that Republicans have refused to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits time and time again, putting in jeopardy the health care of tens of millions of Americans. It's the fact that Medicare is going to face a $536 billion cut at the end of this year if Congress doesn't act because of what Republicans did in the One Big Ugly Bill.
This is very good. This is very good. We're staying on message, talking about the effects. Our leaders in the new digital age need to remain captivating and sharp at all time. I have this theory that I mainly derived from Ezra Klein, the attention theory of politics, which in 2025, in the digital age, it's all about gaining attention. Trump seems to be the first one that kind of figured this out, and now we are continuing to figure it out on the Democratic side. Newsom is stumbling onto some great stuff. I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate you all. See you in the next one. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.